Report, follow the money, DOJ probes China-based billionaire Neville Roy Singham's funding of U.S. leftists. By Amy Furr on June 29, 2026. The U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, is investigating China-based left-wing billionaire Neville Roy Singham regarding alleged financial crimes, Fox News reported Monday. In 2024, Breitbart News senior contributor and president of the Government Accountability Institute, Peter Schweitzer, revealed in his book Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans, that Singham and Alibaba co-founder Joseph Tsai helped radical groups using transgenderism against the capitalist order. Indeed, the Fox article noted Singham's deep pockets have funded socialist, communist, and Marxist groups across the United States. According to sources familiar with the matter, the grand jury in Manhattan has issued subpoenas as part of a probe launched by U.S. Attorney Jay Clayton for the Southern District of New York, one of the country's most powerful districts for federal prosecutions. Acting U.S. Attorney General Todd Blanche authorized the investigation as the Trump administration seeks to crack down on fraud, money laundering and other financial crimes in the multi-billion dollar nonprofit industry. The grand jury action follows a Fox News digital investigation published in mid-March, documenting how Singham pumped $285 million from his base in Shanghai into a Goldman Sachs philanthropy fund and two shell corporations that then fed the money into a constellation of nonprofit organizations, media operations, and activist groups pushing sectarian division, identity politics, and support for socialist politicians. Sources told Fox investigators were looking into the shifting of money within the leftist network and trying to determine if wire fraud, bank fraud, or money laundering was committed. Breitbart News in March 2024 noted that Singham had significant ties to Communist China and was allegedly associated with its propaganda arm. The billionaire, Neville Roy Singham, has in turn poured more than $100 million into radical leftist groups in the U.S., such as Coda Pink, which was co-founded by Singham's wife, Jody Evans, and the People's Forum, whose co-executives are PSL members, Schweitzer writes, the outlet said. In February, a Breitbart News Foundation, BNF, review of corporate records found closer than previously reported ties between Shanghai-based Star Stream, a consulting firm Singham founded, and Maku, a Chinese media firm the New York Times said specialized in Chinese communist propaganda. Fox highlighted its own lengthy investigative report and said it discovered a clip of a speech Singham gave where he supported a new world order and called the United States a fascist nation. The series revealed a 172-page report in which Singham outlined his theory of change, invoking 20th-century Chinese communist leader Mao Zedong's battle plan to wage a people's war to spread communism. Mao was inspired by communist leaders Karl Marx and Vladimir Lenin, the outlet stated.